big win at home against top of table sixes. How does that one feel as a team?
Yeah, I think we're sort of heading towards the pointy end of the competition, so you want to grab as much momentum as you can, and the Sixers have probably been the form team of this tournament so far, so to grab one off them through the middle period is really exciting for this group, and we probably put out one of our better performances today as well.
So that win moves you up to second on the ladder. How does that feel, yeah, as you're moving to the pointy end of the season?
Yeah, you want to win as many games as you can now, and obviously we want to be playing our best cricket at the right time, and you know, if we're heading towards the back end of the round games and getting our players in form and playing really good cricket and the brand of cricket that we want to play, then that's always a positive. Wherever we end up on the ladder, hopefully it's in that top four somewhere.
Obviously a big innings from yourself, 99 runs, so close to the 600 milestone. How does that one feel today?
Yeah, I think I probably haven't been overly happy with how I've been hitting it. So, you know, just the way I went about it today, it was a lot better than I have put out this tournament so far. And I think, you know, people look to me and a few of the other batters to try and take the game on a bit more. And I thought I did that a bit better today too. So to come off with the win and to bat, you know, a bit more the way I want to and my style of play is obviously really pleasing.
And does that help the confidence coming in as we move closer to the finals?
Yeah, massively. I think, you know, it's a long season. You don't want to be peaking at the wrong time, that's for sure. So if I can grab a few more runs here and there and get the team into winning positions more often than not, then that's my job done.
And it was big, 3 wickets from King in the first innings. How do you feel the bowling innings kind of set you up for that second?
Yeah, I think, you know, early on it looked like the wicket was taking a fair bit of turn and perhaps we didn't use the facilities as much as we would have liked, but I thought we held our nerve really well at the back end. And you know, as the day went on, the wicket got a lot better, as we saw in the second inning. So I think tomorrow will be a huge game for us against the Strikers, knowing that the wicket's a bit flatter now and spent a bit more time in the sun.
Great. And just in terms of the atmosphere at Lilac Hill, we had around 3,500 people, 91 dogs. What did you make of the atmosphere?
Oh, the 91 dogs is the number I'm looking at. So I'm pretty pumped about that. I think, you know, we always talk about as a Scorchers group how incredible it is coming out here to Lilac Hill with the amazing support that we get. So hopefully we get a few more out here tomorrow and again on Wednesday.